So on Tuesday afternoon, I spent time sitting outside on my back patio, and I was talking with Jesus, and I was asking him to give me perspective on this week's message, to get my head and my heart right, to write the sermon today. And as I sat there outside, I looked up into the sky, and I saw this beautiful bird of prey just hovering above the treetops, just soaring in circles, just making them larger and just kind of going around my house, just soaring around our neighborhood. If you remember, Tuesday was a pretty warm day. It was pretty warm in the sense that it was about 90 degrees outside and made it about 100 with in the shade. So it was a pretty warm day, but as the bird was just circling around and around, dipping and coming back up and floating, it was just on the wind. You know, it was just flying around, circling around, up and down and back around. He flew all around the neighborhood. There were no other birds in sight, actually. I looked, there was nothing flittering from tree to tree, just this one bird flying around. And with no one to bother him, just enjoying the day. Have you ever looked up into the sky and seen something like this? Have you ever looked up into the sky and thought, man, I would love to be a bird right now? What would it be like to be flying up there, being that bird? If I could trade places with him for a minute, what would that be like to just fly up above there? Not a care in the world, soaring above the treetops. You could just fly around, you know, you're looking for food, you fly to a tree, you take a nap for a little bit, you wake up, you fly around a little bit more. Like, what an amazing day that would be. I watched this bird for about 15 minutes as I sat there and just was in awe of catching this bird in flight. And then I turned my attention to my laptop and I began to write this message. And this is the first idea that came to my mind after I had taken my eyes off that bird, and it's this. We are missing so much of our life because we're distracted by everything in it. We're missing so much of our life because we are distracted by everything that's happening all around us. When I looked up into the sky and I saw the bird, he was above the treetops. He was above the houses. He was above everything. And I imagine from his vantage point that he could see for miles around. You know, you go up 300, 400, 500 feet in the air, there's nothing that you can see. You can see north, south, east, west, and you can see for miles and miles away. He had a clear line of sight, and he could see it all. But from where I sat on my back patio, I could see the trees maybe 50 feet away from me on the back line of my property. I could see the houses on either side of me. I could see the grills. I could see my pool. I could see, you know, bushes. I could see gardens. There was so much within my view. My view was obstructed by all these objects. It was cluttered by patio furniture and grills and air conditioning units and fire pits. And then when I imagined I was that bird, I was up there flying free, I could see anything and everything. There was nothing to clutter my view. But in that moment, on the ground, I felt cramped. When I went from here to here, I felt cramped, I felt confined, and I couldn't see beyond my limited vision. I mean, look out here. We can't see more than the trees. There's a car going by, but you can't see more than just what's here. If I was a bird, if you were a bird up in the air, you could be free to move. You had all the space in the world. When I was thinking about this, I was totally free in my mind's eye. I could, do anything I wanted. But when I was sitting at the patio desk, or the table that I was using as a desk, I could get up and walk. But the area around me was cluttered. In any direction I went, from 20 to 30 feet, if I started to walk, eventually I'd have to turn to move around something. Otherwise, I would risk bumping into some object that obstructed my path. And so in this mental picture that I'm describing, it has become for me, and hopefully for you, an analogy of our lives. We all live in cluttered space. We live in cluttered prisons of our own making. Instead of feeling free, we're severely impacted by the objects that are all around us. We're impacted by the beliefs sometimes that we hold, the entertainment that we consume. It confines us. The longer that I've been on this earth, the easier it has become for me to see the distractions in my life. When I was younger, I didn't see those distractions. But the older I get, the more I see these distractions for what they are. I'm still prone to clutter in my life. But age and time has helped me to realize that when I soar higher than the trees, when I practice putting Jesus first in my life, I'm far more clear and I'm far better able to see more clearly the world around me. So today I brought a few items from my life that I thought I would show you and share with you that just show you how cluttered we can become, so you can get a sense of how objects, very simple objects, can obscure our view of God and how easy it is to become distracted. So a few items that I just wanted to share. I've become a collector of these. Every time I get a chance, I'm like, hey, what can I put on my wish list for Christmas? This represents, for me, just doing odd projects. Projects around the home, doing things that I can do, you know, weekend warrior type stuff, but we take care of our homes and we take care of things, and sometimes we're just fixing things, but sometimes we spend lots and lots of money to, you know, make the deck really perfect. But really, what is that doing for us in the end? You know, here's one. I actually stole this. It was one of the ones I pulled in the church. I'm like, oh, I'm taking that flag that's all down the road. So I grabbed the first one closest to the church. I'll put it back before the end of the day. But you know, for me, what does this represent? This represents politics. How many of us let politics clutter our lives? How much does it consume of us? You know, I was listening to a guy who was talking, and he was talking about the changes that are occurring in the world, and it was so great because he was talking about how, you know, he's feeling anxious about the world. And the person he had on was talking about just how do you have a reset? You know, and the point was exactly what I'm talking about here in this message of learning how to take our eyes off of this and lift it up to where Jesus is. But politics can clutter our lives. Someone asked me, why do you have a flask up here? Yes, it's empty. But let this represent the vices in our lives. Right? How many of us have addictions to things? There's so many things that we are addicted to in our life, and the vices that we have that consume our time. You know, technology. We can't go without our phones for a minute. They're attached to us. They're in our pockets all the time. We don't go anywhere without our phones these days. Our health and exercise, right? We're so focused on diets and exercise and looking good, or, you know, being healthy. So much of our time. What are we consuming? What are you reading? What are you watching on TV? What are you listening to? You know, the things that we take into our eyes and through our ears, these things that we consume, they have an impact on our souls if we're not careful. Graduation is here, right? We celebrated Katie's graduation recently. It's a great celebration, but you know, how many of us are constantly chasing after the degrees? How many of us are chasing after the credentials, making sure we have everything lined up and everything's right? Because we got to have it so. And you know, when I went to seminary, they called seminary where I went to, Gordon Conwell, the ivory tower. Because the thing about Gordon Conwell, where I went to seminary, it's a great school, I love it, but they taught you all about the book knowledge, but there was very little to translate into how do you be a pastor, right? You had all the knowledge of how to exegete and how to write a sermon and how to, you know, take the Bible apart, you know, literally and you know, figuratively and in your mind, but what about where the rubber meets the road? So many of us are chasing after things in that ivory tower, you know? There's eating not so healthy, trying to eat healthy, diet and exercise, right? Sports, right? I look at sports, basketball. I can't turn the TV on today without some betting commercial, right? Everything is about, you know, the betting where you can do it. You don't have to go to the casino anymore. You do it on your phone because you've got it right with you. They're not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. The dopamine hit, the dopamine hit, or just betting on basketball. You know, it gets to the sports season. You know, Cindy both loves and hates the UConn basketball. She's a graduate of UConn. She loves it, but she's like, I lose my husband for a couple of months. You know, and golf, I haven't swung these in 12, 15 years probably. For those of you who remember Matt Spence, I think Matt was the last time I swung these. And I'll tell you, it's been a while. Matt was one of our former members. I love to play golf, but you know, I don't do that enough. But there, again, what does it represent? What does it represent for us? The sports, athleticism, you know, taking time to do that. And this one here, why is the cross on the table? It's not because of Jesus. It's because even church, even our faith, it's weird to think of it, but even that could become an idol for us if we're not careful. It could clutter our attention if it's not held in the proper balance. There's so many things that clutter our lives. You know, and here's the thing. There's nothing on this table that's bad in and of itself. There's nothing that is bad. There's nothing overwhelmingly bad. It's not bad to take care of yourself and be healthy. It's not bad to want to take care of your job. You know, people say it's not bad to have a glass of wine. It's not bad to try and eat healthy, right? That's not bad. It's not bad to have these things in your life. But the point of the matter is, if we don't pay attention to how we're doing these things, they just creep in. They're silent. They're just cluttered. It's just normal. It's just life. If we're not first going to Jesus before we go to these things, that's how this becomes clutter. That's how this becomes a trap for us. We have to learn to go to Jesus before all these things on the table. Otherwise, we're just chasing objects. Otherwise, we're just filling time. Other times, we're just using these things to satisfy, but they never satisfy. And so we have to have more, and we have to have more, and we have to have more. And we become consumers. We live distracted. We feel anxious. And our existence becomes a cluttered mess. In Matthew chapter 6, we find this incredible message. This incredible message Jesus preached. And it is fondly referred to as the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus just goes through all these things, these blessings, the Beatitudes we call them, the blessings, where he lists for us, anybody who will listen, he lists and he says, these are the blessings that will come if you trust God first. It's the Beatitudes. These are the blessings that you will have in your life. Those who do this, who put God first, will be blessed. And then Jesus turns to the crowd and he tells them, not only these are the blessings, but he says, this is how you should live your life. If you follow these examples and you follow these guidelines, this is how you can live your life in such a way that you have freedom. And what's interesting is that even though we look to food and fit bodies and all the vices and the technology because we think it'll make us happy, if we just listen to Jesus from 2,000 years ago, we might actually find true contentment. This is where we look today, but if we actually listened to his words and did what he said 2,000 years ago, we might actually find contentment. Jesus tells us that none of this, and things that I could put on more tables than this, none of this will satisfy our longings. None of it will satisfy our longings. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, Jesus says, do not store up treasures here on earth where moths eat them and rust destroys them and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. Wherever your treasure is, whatever you treasure, that's where your heart will be also. If this is where our treasures are, this is where our heart is. If this is where your treasure is in any of this, that is where your heart is also. And if our hearts are here, moths will eat it. Rust will destroy it. Thieves will come in and they will steal our hearts away. It's why there's so much loneliness. and depression and anxiety today. Because we've put our hearts in these things. These things will satisfy. And these are the things that will fail us. I want to ask you, close your eyes for a second, if you trust me. Close your eyes. I won't throw anything at you, I promise. Close your eyes for a moment. And I want you to picture all the items on my table up here. Just picture the items that are here, or wherever you are, right? Just picture these items. And if you're listening to this as a podcast, please don't close your eyes. Just keep driving. But, you know, just close your eyes. But picture these items that we all chase after in our own lives and the things that make our hearts desire. And maybe you can think, what are some other things that you would put on this table? These are my items. What are some items that you might have? What are items that you would put on this table next to mine? How cluttered and how full is your table right now? Now, keeping your eyes shut, imagine leaving this room. Imagine if I opened these doors and you were able to fly. You could just take two steps out and then fly up over these treetops. Right? If you're able to do that, just imagine you can just fly up over the treetops, above the houses and above the buildings. You can fly up, you know, 300 or 400 feet. Now, those of you who are, you know, afraid of heights, I understand, but go with me on this. Imagine you've got your arms spread out and you're just circling the building. You're just able to fly around wherever you are. Can you see that? Can you picture that? What can you see north, south, east, west? How far can you see? Does anything clutter your life right now? Is anything in your way? How free are you in this mind's eye picture? All right, you can open your eyes. Trusting Jesus is like flying above the treetops. Trusting Jesus is like flying above the treetops in the sky. Trusting the objects and the items with your heart leads to clutter. Trusting Jesus is like being free up in the clouds. Jesus has told us, don't store up treasures here on earth. He knows that we are tempted. He knows that our natural choice is to store up. Our natural choice is to grab a hold of these things. It is to store up treasures on earth, the things that we can touch, and to trust in these things. That's what we naturally do. So he says, hey, don't do that, because these are things that moths will eat them, rust will destroy them, and thieves will come in and steal. Eventually, nothing that we physically hold on to will ever hold on to, will ever satisfy our longings. So instead, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. Our song for today is a song titled Money Can't Buy, written and sung by Cochran & Company. There's a line in this song that I want to read for you today. It says, O Lord, give me eyes to see that what I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy. That something money can't buy is the treasure that Jesus tells us to hold on to store up to in heaven. It's the peace that passes understanding. It is the joy in the midst of our pain. It is hope when everything else seems hopeless, and it is faith that moves mountains. Nothing can take these things from you, and they are promised by God forever. So friends, here now is the song Money Can't Buy by Cochran and Company.
I set my sights on shiny things that crumble into rust, that fade into the dust. I bought the lie that someday I would finally have enough, but it never is enough. So wake me up from this slumber that I'm in. Take me up to a brand new horizon. Oh Lord, give me eyes to see. What I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy. Something money can't buy. what you got. That's when you realize, ooh, the gift it is to be alive.
Oh Lord, give me eyes to see. What I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy.
Rip the price tag off your soul. In your program today, every single one of you received one of these, and I would encourage you to find that wherever it is in that program, in the bulletin. Pull that out. And I'd love for you to take this tag, and on the one side it says, money can't buy. And on the other side it's blank. And so using the pen that's in front of you, I just want to ask you, take a second, what is something for you money can't buy that God has already given to you? What is that thing? What is the Holy Spirit telling you that there is something that money can't buy? You're not going to chase after these things. But before God, what has God given to you that money can't buy that he wants you to remind yourself that he has given to you? Maybe it's something you can use the lyrics from the song if you want. Is there a line from the lyrics? The bulletin, the program has the lyric sheet in front of you. Pick a line from that lyric that just resonated with you today. You know, maybe it's, I'm done chasing after gold. Wake me up from the slumberland, Lord. Give me eyes to see that what I need don't cost a thing. What spoke to you this morning? What is God saying to you that money can't buy? He's given it to you. What is that thing? What is that thing that will remind you to store up treasure in heaven rather than storing up treasure down here for the things that money can't buy? These are all things money can buy, but all they do is clutter us. Right? What is the thing that money can't buy? So I encourage you to write that down, and then I want you to take this home and, I don't know, put it in your Bible. Take your Bible out, use it as a bookmark. Right? Go through, find, you know, read the passage that we read in Matthew. You know, go through the Beatitudes. Start there. Put it in there. Maybe you're doing a devotion at home and put it in there and just use it as the bookmark as you go through a daily devotion. But put this somewhere. You know, and if not, maybe hang it in your car. You know, put it somewhere, but somewhere where you will see it that will remind you this week that money can't buy. And then lift your eyes off this stuff, because I'm telling you right now, it's going to clutter. You're going to walk out the door. This is going to just clutter. It's going to come into your vision again. As soon as you get to the car, it's just going to start pressing in. It is going to be a battle for you to lift your eyes up. You know, to lift your eyes up and just imagine what it is to be that bird flying free, because that's where Jesus lives. Jesus says, don't store up treasures here on earth where moths eat them and rust destroys them and where thieves will break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. Hold on to this card. Put it in your Bible. Start with Matthew 6. Go from there. Use it as a bookmark this summer as you go back and reread this verse of what Jesus is saying to you. Place the price tag anywhere you'll remember to see it so that you can remind every day to store up treasures in heaven and be grateful to God for the things that money can't buy. Amen.